is the Mikey Show. It's not the Terry Show, because my show is better, yo. Mikey Show, Mikey Show, yeah. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, and good night, everyone who's listening to this podcast. This is your host, Mikey, also known as M18, Aquaman, the man with the plan, Mike on the mic, the CEO of TNCE Radio. Yes, that is me. Yeah, haven't heard of it? No one has. And my favorite nickname of all time is that Uber driver who ate my French fries. Yes, I am that guy. So Uber, suck it. No, I'm kidding. All said and done, so I am. I don't really do that. I believe in karma, and just do it for shenanigans. I just say that for shenanigans, but I never do it. Today's Oh dang, sorry. Wow. There's actually a lot of things that I was gonna do. You know how people are so excited that it's Friday? People, yay, they go out and they have live, they have fun. So, like, honestly, like, as what I said before, I don't see the joy of Friday. So, but, you know, everyone's different. But, you know, a lot of exciting things has happened this week. For starters, let me get into this, the story. For some odd reason, I've came across Twitter, and Twitter's top funny, I guess, Twitter tweets this week. some are stupid, some are funny. Mystical 44, she says, "My favorite childhood memory is not paying bills," which is 100% true. Hell, like I wish that every single day. And I keep telling my kids that, I'm like, enjoy life while, like, we are taking care of you, you know, because when you become of age and you start paying for your own bills, then, you know, then that's the real test in life. If you can maintain that, you can do everything. And as Ella Carrion, I probably just mispronounced her last name, but it says, "Me, I'm strong, I'm independent, I pay my own rent, I have a great career and friends who I love, so blessed, so moved, so grateful." And it says, a little quotation below, it says, "Also me." And it's just a bunch of sad faces, like the emojis of the person crying. It says, "I want a Peter Kanaski? Who the hell is that? I'm assuming it's some kind of celebrity. So, that's kind of funny, too. Another person tweeted, "Run into your boyfriend at Lowe's," there's a picture with it. It says red flags. It's a box of red flags, and it says, "I ran into your boyfriend at Lowe's." And it's of course, it's a girl. It's a female that said it. So, another one is, "If you need something to pass time on a plane over the course of a flight, slowly and silently apply an entire face of clown makeup," like, do your whole face of makeup that whole entire flight, so when you get off the plane, you look like a clown. That's pretty funny, though. Christine Tagan, if you don't know who the heck she is John Legend's wife, and smoking hot and pretty damn hot. She said, "Wedge salads are biggest trick in restaurants." "Wedge salads are the biggest tricks restaurants have ever pulled on us." Hello, I'll cut your salad. You guys just relax back there. What? You know, once on some real, I went to a salad place, or I kind of tricked this person. Like, when I was in the military, I asked this, we were both getting discharged. So, this other girl, this other female, that's also getting discharged, she was in my my platoon. So, long story short, she was just, like, being really, really in a bad mood. And that day, and I remember us, like, you know, me and the guys were just like, hey, what's going on? She wouldn't tell us. I'm like, so, hey, Brianna, she's like, yeah, what's up? And I'm like, hey, you like eating salad, right? And she's like, yes, I love salad. I'm like, how do you like your salad? And I'm like, and she told me, she told me how, you know, how she likes her salads and all that stuff. And, I'm like, you know, personally, my own favorite salad is, like, I like a Caesar salad. And she's like, yeah, I love that too. I'm like, do you ever toss your own salad? Which flew right over her head, and her, like, it took her a second, but, like, the guys caught on to what I was doing, and it was, like, it was priceless, it was funny. She was like, she was answering it, like, you know, she's like, and then she finally understood what I said, and it was pretty funny, though. So that was pretty funny. And Kimberly Nicole Foster, who the hell is that? I never heard of her. She says, do you want a boyfriend or someone to listen to rank all the Real Housewives franchises by season without interruption? I don't watch that show. That I find that show extremely annoying. I don't have the time and patience for it, you know. And here's from Taylor Thrud, whatever. She said, there's a picture. It's a picture of J-Lo at the VMAs, and got A-Rod in the background taking a picture or doing something on his phone. He looks like he's taking a picture of J-Lo when she's posing with her ass out. Like, you know, that's J-Lo's greatest asset, right? And it says, the tweet was, dude's on dating app, so what are you looking at over here? And little quotations, me. And, yeah. This is from the Royal Tramp of, I don't know, Royal Tramp. Sounds appealing, but whatever. It says, I don't like who I became. I'm all along with a rotisserie chicken. What? I don't know. That was actually retweeted so many times, it's not even funny. Gabby Known says, coming in right under the deadline. I think I am determined. My summer looks is secret hairless to the Tommy Bahama future fortune. Don't know who you are, so I don't understand that tweet. So I really don't give a crap. And hang on, there's a couple more. Let me just look around real quick. Oh yeah, this one was also fun. She said, if I had to choose between spending $4 on a drink or a sandwich, I would always choose a sandwich. But for some reason, you can't walk around in the club with a roast beef. That is so funny. That's like, that'd be so freaking funny if you could see that in the club. Someone just eating a sandwich, just walking around the club instead of a $14 drink or something, you know? That would be hilarious. So that has to be my favorite tweet of this week. There's a couple more on here, but I don't want to go more into detail. One was by Dolly Parton, and it was more of a picture, and it's a guy and a couple and a girl named Jolene that walks past the couple, and the boy looks at the girl that walks past him, and his girlfriend's all like, hello, me. But yeah, that one's not that more entertaining than the roast beef sandwich one. I see myself doing that. I also see myself, like, see, like, stuff like that, I would like to, like, make, like, not even memes, but, like, YouTube videos on and actually do it. And, like, another thing was that I thought it would be funny was, go to a strip club and asking for a lap dance with a roll of quarters. I thought that would be priceless, too. Like, how would a stripper react when you give her, like, a roll of quarters? You know, she's, like, you know, grinding on you, getting your, you know, getting you aroused and all that stuff, or her, him, or whatever, and you just hand him or her, you know, a roll of quarters. Will they take it? Like, will they laugh? Like, that takes a lot of guts to do it, but, like, you know that phrase, make it rain on the, you know, make it, like, we'll make it rain on you, you know? If you really did that with quarters, would they, you think they would kick you out? I don't know. Money's money, right? That's something I would do, just for, like, you know, just for fun, like, you know, just for fun. I would do that just for a laugh. But another thing that me and someone that I used, someone that I was associated with once upon a time, will also purchase, like, fake Chinese money that looks real, like, by American. So it looks like real hundreds. And you can actually buy it on, like, Wish or Amazon. It's, like, it's prop money from, like, movies. So going to a strip club, and the strippers would think that you're freaking giving them the time of their life, and you'd be, like, a freaking celebrity in there, which is kind of cruel because they did all that extra work for fake currency. Oh, well. It's, not oh, well. It's sad. That's what I said. I believe in karma. And I would never do that personally because, yeah. So many reasons. Next story. Yeah, and speaking of tweets, this has to be, like, it's not funny, but it's really the, like, really, I personally, it's not funny, but it is pretty entertaining, because this next thing that Donald Trump actually says, so this was actually from our Commander-in-Chief, our beloved President of the United States of this America. He says that if he ever got impeached, he thinks that the market will crash. Where the hell did he come up with that? You know, I'm gonna keep that short and simple, like, honestly, Mr. President, get off your high horse. No, it won't. Society's been functioning just fine for many, 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 many decades and decades and close to millenniums. And yeah, it just, I don't think where he comes up with that conclusion. But it says, longer down in the story for a couple paragraphs I'm going to read, it says, President Donald Trump believes that the market would react if he was ever impeached, if he, and quotations, according to what Donald Trump said, if I ever got impeached, I think the market would have crashed, according to what Trump told Fox News. I think everybody would be poor because without this thinking, you would see what, just numbers, and you wouldn't see, and he believes that the numbers will be in reverse, I guess, it'll be like, and kind of just, what the hell are you talking about? like, honestly, the market in society is the way it is, alright, Mr. President? It's not going to crash if you got impeached for being a Nimrod, or being for starting stuff with Amorosa, or, you know, firing her because she was taking video, or not video, but, like, audio recording in the solution room, or the situation room, and, it just, you know, get off your high horse. He also believed that, he said in a press conference, he's all like, yeah, NBC, CNN is fake news, NBC is fake news, they obviously forgot what kind of ratings they got when I was doing The Apprentice, which I kind of helped them out a lot. So, thank you, by the way. Like, he was saying that his show, The Apprentice, and was so successful with NBC. It was, like, so successful that NBC is misleading the news on Donald Trump. And it just, it was like, what the hell are you talking about, Donald? Like, what the hell? I remember hearing that he was going for president back in, I think it was 2012. They did a roast on Donald Trump, and longer down the road, you know, a lot of the guys that thought of it was a joke of him actually talking about it and talking about it back then. I bet all of them, all the roasters back, you know, that did that segment, they're like, damn, he's really our freaking president, you know. I'm just saying, who's next, you know. In the 2020 presidential race, I'm just kind of shocked of who else is. If we could, if America elect a clown like Donald Trump to be our president, I'm just kind of serious. Of who else? Someone also said that, like, I don't know if they're actually, he's actually thinking about it, but Kanye West, I heard that he might go for the 2020 presidential election. It's just like, what the hell? Like, rappers are now, or musicians or entertainers are now getting in the picture. Well, Donald Trump's more on the entertainment side, so, but he's a great businessman, though. He knows business. But for him to come up with that conclusion that, oh yeah, if I got impeached, everything will crash, everything, Wall Street, Black Street, Back Street, everything will crash. Like, get off your high horse, Mr. President. No, everything will be just fine. You know, the only thing. Well, like, then again, all right. So if he ever got impeached, we also got to. If we ever agreed to get that idiot out of the office, and he got impeached, right? Just theoretically, there's another. His runner mate is not that much smarter. His wife, Mike Pence's wife, actually thinks that the Monster Energy drinks are people who worship the devil. Like, that's, I'm not sure if that's his wife or that's his sister. I'm not sure. I believe it's his sister. So Mike Pence is not that much. Can you imagine that guy being our president? He's also pushing the fact of the issue of this whole SpaceX, you know, expedition. You know, if you haven't heard of SpaceX is, pretty much going to be the Men in Black. You know, growing up, you know, for me in the late, you know, I didn't grow up in the late 90s, but in the late 90s when I first came across the Men in Black, and actually I believe there's comic books on the Men in Black universe. So, you know, this is what SpaceX is going to be about a group of individuals fighting extraterrestrials on life, on planet Earth. And you know what the sad thing is when they came up with this whole SpaceX, I laughed. But it was also disgusting because they were saying that some of the qualifications that you need for it and that what it pays, you know that what it pays is a six-figure salary. Holy hell, that's more than like what doctors make. Some doctors, more than what nurses, practitioners, anyone in the medical field. Like, that's... Like, and that's the, like, this just starting. But, like, you know, the qualifications did come up. You know, they was kind of redundant. So, I don't know. We did one guy out of the office that people was 50-50 on and for a bigger idiot. So, honestly, like, we gotta be careful what we want as an American, as Americans. Someone who's conceited or someone's a Nimrod, I think everyone just kind of accepts what Donald Trump says. And you know what that kind of irritates me about our beloved president is that, like, how the hell does he find the time to do all these tweets when he's in, you know, when he's in the bathroom taking his morning crap? Is that when he starts Twitters? Or, like, does he do it in the Oval Office? Or, like, where does he actually do all these tweets and start tweet wars? It's you know, just think about it. When does he have the time to do it? You know, when he's on his plane, when he's, you know, taking his crap, or maybe, you know, he's doing it in the Situation Room. But then again, isn't that why they just fired Amber Rosa? Because she was kind of doing the same thing, kind of, you know? So, like, it's very hypocritical. Maybe something else happened, and we just may never know. But that's that. So, that was my rant and my at my thing since we're just, you know, we got done talking about tweets, so I'm just, Donald Trump said that and got, you know, tweeted it, so, yeah. And something on a more serious side, it kind of made me, kind of question on kind of everything. You know how everyone's been looking for that, was it that college student from Iowa? You know, what was her name? Her name was like Molly Tibet or something like that. I haven't heard of that much about her. She was a missing student from somewhere in Iowa, and she goes out for a jog or she goes out for something, and she gets killed by an illegal immigrant. And for a while, not prosecutors, but people were kind of confused what to do with him. Should they deport him back to Mexico and face his crimes there? But now it's getting more on the political side, on the U.S. But the guy doesn't have a record, so I don't know what snapped or I don't know what happened. But apparently, according to what the autopsy shows about this Iowa student, Molly, or Ms. Tibet, is that sharp, there were sharp force injuries, you know, so, and it was probably like a knife or something. But according to more on the story is the college student who was allegedly abducted by a stranger was running last month in a small town who was stabbed to death. That's what, according to what investigators said earlier this week. An autopsy from a state medical examiner's office determined that 20-year-old Molly Tibet was a victim of a homicide who died from multiple sharp force injuries in the division of criminal investigations. That's what they finally came to conclusions. The state medical examiner Dennis Klein said in an interview, finding sharp metal points such as a knife. That's what the guy used. He declined to comment on the details of her injuries and said the office would hire consultants, including forensic anthropologists, to analyze her remains further into what they find. This man, Christian Rivera, is being charged with first-degree murder for Tibet's for her death. And what I just said not so long ago, since he's here illegally, they're also debating on what to do with him, if they should just deport him. But I personally think if they deport him, he's gonna get off lightly. Because I believe that that's kind of different in Mexico, or you know wherever country he's from. But I believe it's Mexico. Yeah, this guy just straight up adopted her. You know where the like I don't know where the hell would this guy freaking. I know it's a small town, but like, how did, if he has no criminal record, what just snapped in his finger? Not in his finger. What just snapped in his head just to abduct her and kill her? Like, was she egging him on? Like, was this a random act or was it like, you know, intentionally? Like, I don't think this was just one random act. I believe that there's more to the story and more than meets the eye. Because there's just, then again, you know, people snap all the time, like that guy Chris Watson in Colorado. He's that guy who killed his pregnant wife and his two children, and then he put his children's remains in two containers of oil. honestly, freaking, I don't understand why someone would do that. Well, he has to be the world's dumbest criminal. That just doesn't make any sense. Why would you want the remains still in your house? And how big was the container? You know? And he actually, as what I said before, he actually admitted that to his father. But I haven't heard anything new yet. But yeah, I'll keep tabs on that, actually. Because I'm kind of fascinated about how this is going to pull. What the U.S. prosecutors, you know, the prosecution and what they in Iowa, I wonder, know what they come up with. So, but yeah, it'll be interesting. And I have to say, that is my podcast for today. That's what I said later on. I'm going to be doing another segment on New Music Friday on Spotify. So tune into that. Until next time, my friends, take care. This is the Mikey Show. It's not the Terry Show, because my show is better, yo. Mikey Show, Mikey Show.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.